Oh, jazz is on. Hello, where are we? Where are we though? I'm still trying to pull it up. Oh, there we go. Oh, I was looking down. Damn.
Gotta hold it.
My bad.
Alright, we live, we
Oh, I
live.
didn't mean that.
Why is the chat not loading up? Let's pull this up. Everything. Hey,
Yeah, it's not loading up for me either.
Caffeine's having one of the caffeine days. Good morning, everyone out there. I'm sure you're pulled up with us. I can't see
Hey,
anybody,
y'all.
but if you're out there, hello, hello.
Okay, I see us. Ah, yep. And what up, Monroe? What up? CLW, thank you for sharing. How y'all doing? How y'all feeling today? Lil Brown, good morning, Queen. Rico, Damien. Yes, y'all saw the notifications and you tapped in. Yes, how you doing, friends, on this Tuesday?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. It's been an exciting start to Ultimate Madness Season 4. It's never a slow day in Battle Rap. I'm just looking forward to see how everything progresses and what storylines build up in the next couple days. This thing never sleeps, so.
Hey, Rita. Everybody say good morning to Rita. Huffing loud. And I know you already are today. Yes. Tracy, hey, boo. What's ghetto in battle rap this morning? Complainers, people thinking somebody got robbed, judging controversies. Mickey, the old head beef, Mickey Facts, Royce the 5'9", Lupe.
It's just always something. It's just always
It's
something.
always something that rap. Pat Stay and J2 going back and yo, it's never a dull day in battle rap.
Never, ever, ever a dull day. Wow.
What?
I'm trying to get all my stuff here uploaded. There's nothing.
Okay. Old
Yeah.
head beef. Yeah, man. They old heads. Like Royce and them respectfully, but y'all like the old heads. Y'all the unks. You got all these unks fighting each other verbally. Now they talking about bringing, well, we gonna talk more about it, but look, Royce might need some backup. And I never thought I would say that for him and Mickey Facts, but it looked like Royce, he on the fence. He on the ropes. Hey, Nettie, how are you? What's it? What happened with Pat and J2? We gonna talk about it. Are J2 and Next the most hated rookies? Damien, look, the Next hate is crazy right now. Y'all don't like Next.
We might as well start there, right? We might as well just start there so we can get it out the way. CC, we didn't get a chance to talk about it on Saturday because the report hadn't come out yet, but Geechee Gotti actually addressed the Next and Tay Rock judge decision. Geechee Gotti says, end quote, "I suggested me personally that if someone's going live saying there's nothing he can do to beat another person as a battler, I wouldn't want him to judge my battle neither. If y'all mad, blame Gotti."
Okay, Gotti saying that y'all want smoke, come find
So see, I'll let you take it off now that we got a chance to hear. Geechee Gotti was the one that had a lot of input and influence for this. He also says some more stuff here too. I want to read this to you as well. He also says, "I think Rock is one of the realest out here that I F with in these streets. But on some judging ish, to be fair to the battlers, I would make that call, like put someone else in that hasn't publicly made a statement about a battle rapper like that." So this is political. This is political Geechee here.
Well, they've already battled, so this is not no battle rap ish. This is Geechee Gotti just saying how he feels, and that's how he feels. And like, I don't know, maybe Rita, because, you know, Rita, she writes bars. She's had, you know, she does her thing, too, just like what Hurricane do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. If somebody was judging y'all or critiquing y'all and you heard them maybe have not so positive things to say about your talent or abilities, you know, Rita, would you feel some type of way, or would you want somebody to swap that judge out for somebody else?
Let's make this very simple, Cece. If I had to judge a Miss Hustle battle, do you think she would let me do it?
Hell no.
This is that simple. This is that simple.
Hell no.
I wouldn't let myself do it.
None of us, even though I had nothing to do with this. She still wouldn't even let me, because she would probably be like, you too close to him.
And that's fair. That's completely fair. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Bum Nitty. Hey, JB. We got Tata. Ozzy pulled up too. Shout out to y'all. I mean, I'm not upset about it, because I feel like people have to put themselves in next shoes. And I think that, you know, again, get that hate out your heart. Get that hate out your heart. If you was in the same scenario as Next, I think most people would agree, if they could, to try to swap it up with somebody that is neutral. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we want from our judges. We don't want judges coming in here with already bias, whether good or bad. We always talk about the bias of some battle rappers as far as, you know, good. Like, I'm only going to look out for this type of thing. But you might have some judges that just be like, I just don't like him or her. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if it's personal, or I don't know if it's just battle rap, what Tay Rock said. So, again, it is what it is. I feel like people got to get their head out their heart and be honest about it. And this is for money. Thank you, Rico. This is for money and the opportunity to open Summer Madness. Like, come on, bro. I'm not letting nobody cheat me out of none of that. None of that.
It feels like a lot of times.
Me and my people is locking the doors and nobody is leaving.
Yeah. It feels like a lot of times, like, with the fans, like, they kind of want to have you at their expense, where it's like they don't want you to speak up when certain things happen, and they want you to just wear it on your shield, take the L, and move on with it, right? Because, like, I remember perfectly, like, in Ultimate Madness 3, Swamp battle Geechee, fans are complaining there's gas for Geechee. Swamp Geechee battle Casey, people complaining there's gas for Geechee, right? The fans are complaining about this. So in Swamp's post-game interview, they asked Swamp, how do you feel about the crowd reaction? Swamp decided to not answer that question. Everybody was like, look at Swamp, he's so honorable, I love it, like, I respect it. They asked Casey the same question, and Casey addressed it. And everybody was upset with Casey. And it's like, wait, you guys are addressing this as well. Like, you guys vocalize this as well. She's just doing the same thing you guys are doing. Like, it almost feels like they want your expense to be to their benefit. And if not, then it's like, when you speak up for yourself, they don't like it. So I'm not mad at Next for it, because Elijah's a perfect example. He probably could have and should have spoke up, because he had this whole issue with Chilla Jones earlier
this
year.
That's what I'm saying.
And he chose he completely chose to not speak up about it, knowing that he would have a judge not vote for him in his favor. Now, who knows? Chilla Jones may have really thought Next won the battle, but now that confrontation lives there. And if anything, Elijah and Chilla actually had a real back and forth where they went back and forth online. Next and Tay Rock have never had any discussions to this magnitude. So
I just think it got confusing, because Next started his first round saying, like, you know, like, how, oh, I'm seeing that y'all saying that, you know, I'm making decisions on the judges or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was kind of confusing, because it's like, but you did, though.
Yeah.
Respectfully, but you did though.
Yeah.
Like, in a way, you did. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It is what it is. But somebody asked us, friends, if we saw what Tay Rock said after Next won on Saturday.
He said that he said that Elijah would. I think he said that, like, Elijah won, right? Like, he's saying, like, Elijah would have won that. Would have won that battle if he was a judge. Like, cause he would have picked Elijah.
Now see, now for the parlay. I'm mad as hell, but I'm gonna be respectful, you know. Next,
yeah, the chat not working today, B-Mo. I'm not sure.
I see what you're saying.
It's a caffeine update. It's not letting it open. Yeah, I mean, look, It is what it is, right? It is what it is. But at the end of the day, sometimes being the people's champ is almost more valuable than winning in these tournaments. So
y'all be nice to next man. Be nice to that young man. He a young man trying to live his dreams. His battle rap dreams.
If this isn't the example that winning isn't everything, like you guys get constantly taught the same lessons in battle rap over and over and over and over again, and it's like it never registers in your brain, where it's like winning is not more important than having a good performance and the approval of the fans. Because right now, I bet you guys are all buying Elijah stock before you're buying next stock. Unfortunately,
no, G4. I don't feel like, to be honest with you, I just feel like the battle was very close. So if I had to give my honest opinion, I'm not mad that next one. I was leaning more towards Elijah, but again, it was close. I don't agree. It was a robbery.
Yeah. What's this? Everybody's saying next getting this push, right? I talked about it yesterday. What's this mythical push that he's getting? He had two app battles, right, against Cuban and Rubando. You call that a push? And by the way, those are app battles that you have to go and click on for yourself. Well, you chose to watch those battles. Nobody forced you to watch those battles. He battled Murder, right, and now he's in a tournament after putting on consistently good performances. Where is this mythical push coming from? I would love to know. You know what I'm saying? Respectfully to Murder, he hasn't had a clean battle since he battled Stumbles.
Oh, that name. I can't stop rolling my eyes when I hear that goddamn name.
Stumbles?
So, Murder Mook, I apologize beforehand. If somebody speaks your name and does not say Murder Mook and I roll my eyes, please know that was not for you.
Do you guys not expect a league that's booking battles and booking talent to not push talent? I don't understand that part of it all. This radio station's marketing this artist. Yeah, the artist is good. The artist is talented. Isn't that what they're supposed to do? Like, I'm confused. Oh, this recruiter is hiring too many people. He's a fucking recruiter. Like, that's his job. What is wrong with y'all? do better, man. Do better, please. Please do better.
Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on, man. Let's.
All right, yeah, let's move on because we do have an interview. We got a guest coming through.
Yeah, we do have Sheet Happens pulling up to the.
Yeah, he might be on time.
Most definitely. But let's talk a little bit about J2 and Patch Day. Unfortunately, man, we got everything on Caffeine is updating today, so we can't get all the stuff that we wanted to get on the screen. But I'll read it to you. Patch Day tweets out, "I want to battle the gay guy," not knowing who J2 was at the time, but I guess saw the J2 battle. And then J2 responds, "Hey, white boy, my name is J2. Then Pat Stay continues to go back and forth with him to the point where Pat Stay is binge-watching his battles. And while he's binge-watching his battles, he tweets out, "I'm starting to get into him," in the video, fanning his shirt. Fanning his shirt, doing all types of crazy nonsense. But, CeCe, it's possible that J2 could get a Pat Stay plate before everybody, and then the whole timeline will be in shambles because everybody will be so upset. Like,
real quick, shout out to Reggie. He in the chat. He said he doesn't understand why we don't get it. But you know, that's we family. We gonna disagree sometimes. But
respectfully, Reggie, if you think Cuban Rubando Murder is a resume that's considered a push, we gotta do better, bro.
You know I love you.
We gotta do better, Reggie. Bro. We gotta do way
he
better.
He a day one. But I'm excited for J2 because just like we saw with the new era class. Even though, yes, only Fonz and Jay went to the finals and Fonz ended up winning. Easy, who got knocked out the first round, like, flipped that loss into one of the biggest wins. One of the biggest finesses. One of the biggest flex in battle rap recently. So, J2, I hope you've been paying attention to how the new era guys have been moving. This is your chance to do the same thing. Yeah, you out of the tournament. You did your best. I still rock with you. I still respect J2. I want to see him go very, very far. So milk this shit. Get that motherfucking bag. Get that bag. Because Pat Stay's last performance wasn't all that. It wasn't goatly.
Take it easy.
So y'all not just going to act like J2 ain't got no chance.
He doesn't, but I love the ambition. I love the ambition.
I'm rooting for Jay too on every battle. I don't care if he goes up against Loaded Lux. I'm gonna be right there going, "Go, Jay, go!"
Pat Stay likes these battle, these like themed kind of battles that puts him to think outside of the box. Like he's battled the transgender, he's battled people that don't speak English. Like he just loves to put himself in these situations because they're like. They like flex his creativity. It helps him open up to different eyeballs, and it becomes a real interesting battle. Creative. Yeah, yeah, for sure. And so I think he likes the idea of battling J2 more than J2 is, because stock wise, J2 isn't even close to any of these names he's calling out. Like J2 wants to battle Briz, J2 wants to battle Pastay. Like he's not close to those guys yet. He just got out the Crucible and just lost in Ultimate Madness 4. As talented as he is, don't get it twisted. I love J2. He's a really dope battler, but he's still not there yet. So that will be a major shot and a look from Pat Stay. But when I see J2 and Anderson Burroughs, I'm like, you couldn't handle Anderson. What you gonna do with Pat? What are you gonna do with Pat?
Yeah, shout out to Anderson. That boy got talent. I like him, and he's not. And I know how Reggie. I already feel it. I already feel your fingers typing.
I don't know. Hold on. I need to know. Wait, before Reggie criticizes Anderson. I didn't get
no corny white boy vibe.
Hold on. Before Reggie criticizes Anderson, I need to know if you actually watched his battle. Because Anderson's fire. All right? Anderson is like that one that's like, I got to laugh. I just can't help but laugh. This guy is good.
No. Like, we're Reggie. Anderson better than Nex. Honestly, he actually okay. What? Did Reggie just say a white boy is better? Well, next is half black. Like, well, but you know what it is.
I think that statement was more about Next than it was about Anderson, to be honest with you.
Look, I don't think Anderson, he doesn't give off those corny white boy vibes. And sometimes I know some of y'all don't like KOTD because you don't really like how they battle. That's not me. I'm just saying what I see. But I will say this, as far as Pat Stay, I would like to see Pat Stay come back. Would I like to see Pat Stay versus J2 right away? To be honest, no. Give J2 some time. Give him some time. You know what I'm saying? Now, further down the line, if J2 keeps proving himself, let's see what this looks like. You know, let's see. You know, it's gonna be a lot of pauses. Because I know Pastay will say a lot of pause-worthy, funny stuff. So it will be very entertaining to watch. But not right now. Give J2 some time to grow.
What Anderson told J2? You're from the South. You can be as gay as you want. Gay guy in Atlanta? That's like a white guy in Vermont. He said, "I know how this battle."
Black people in Vermont, like, yo, that's like white people's last. Yeah, like,
he said, "I know how this battle looks, and let's just face it, they're gonna picture me as being a homophobe and a racist. Let's just make this clear, I am not racist."
I feel like Easy and Sick, after their exits out of Ultimate Madness 1, I feel like they were a little bit higher compared to where J2 is.
Now, the only thing with Easy before...
Like, we know that Easy and Sick are special, okay? But not everybody can bounce out of Ultimate Madness and go battle a goat.
There's a few differences with these guys, right? Like, the Ultimate Madness 1 guys... a lot of those guys were battle rapping for a couple of years. They were just rookies on URL. They weren't rookies rap. These guys from UM4 are coming out of the Crucible. And plus, before Easy battled Danny, he still battled Fonz. He made it to the second round. He battled Cortez, and then he battled Danny. If he had lost in the first round and go straight to Danny, like, we might not have the Easy that we have now, because he might have not gotten there yet. Like, he progressed to get to Danny. So...
And like I said, the first battle I watched of J2 was him versus Yoshi on RBE. And that's when I've always followed him from that time on. And again, like, he's come a long way, but, you know, give him, like, let's give him a few more. Just like Fran said about Easy. Give him some other plates that are a little bit high, know, a little, maybe some mid-tiers, some good mid-tier action, you know? And then throw him a top tier and see what happens.
Yeah, like right now, like I really want to see Elijah Strait come back to Caffeine. I want to see him come back to the one-off weekend. And, you know, like in the final four of these tournaments, you only get two battles. So that's a perfect card to put these guys on, like as the one-off battles to, like, I don't want to call it the loser bracket, but the people that got eliminated that came back to showcase themselves. And I'm kind of just shocked because, like I said, Elijah DG is a fire battle. I put it out there. Handyman put it out there. They talked about it last night on the URL Caffeine show. Like, that's a battle people want to see. I think there's some demand for DG and Elijah. Elijah responds like, nah, we need bigger plates. Like, I hear you, bro, but like,
blow your roll, partner.
I respect that a lot, but like,
what he want, chiller? He wants revenge.
You gotta get things a little bit smarter, man. Like, shouts to Real Sick. One thing Real Sick always said when he was coming into the game, he was like, I don't have a hit list. I'm gonna just let the people decide for me.
Elijah,
right now the people are kind of deciding for you. They want to see you in DG. You guys are both really good punchers. People are upset that you did not advance. And there's people in the world that feel both you guys got robbed.
Yeah, I honestly feel like DG won that battle too. I got DG first and second. I've been saying that. I know Coffee, she tweeted out like, she was like, how did y'all pick who did he battle? Who DG battled?
Kid Slay.
I don't see how y'all give Kid the first. I honestly do not understand how Kid got the first round from some of y'all.
Hey, Lil Reggie, I got Slay winning too. But I mean, there's people that really feel DG won. We see it in the chat. Look at CeCe. We both don't. There's a disagreement. There is a debatable battle in this battle, right? So DG, I want to see DG come back. You know what I'm saying? DG's fire, man.
Plug talk 20,000 times. Plug talk. Some of y'all have never even freaking held a crack in your life. And y'all swear to God, y'all love plug talk and street shit and Swamp's third round really touched your soul. Get the fuck out of here.
Yo, you all right? You all right over
there? I get so irritated with some of these people in battle rap that live their lives through people. And it's like, bro, you went to private school. You was never around it. You was never around that stuff. When you talk about plug talk, what you know about plug talk? I'm just so irritated with some of y'all. I am talking facts.
I'm gonna leave it alone. All right, we should have Sheed pulling up on us soon. But before we get Sheed pull up on us, CeCe, you talked about the uncles arguing, right? Mickey Facts. This
Damien said, let me live my dope boy dreams. I'm sorry, y'all. I go back and live y'all dope boy dreams. My bad.
Mickey Facts dissing Royce to 5'9". After Lupe and Royce were dissing each other, it's getting interesting because Cassidy is listening to the song. You know what I'm saying? Joe Budden's entertaining, coming back and start rapping again. Like, Mickey might have sparked some shit. You know what I'm saying? He might have triggered a lot of people. Let's play a little bit of this Mickey Facts diss.
We got it. You know we don't copyright.
Oh, this isn't uploaded on anywhere else. This is directly from his stuff. We'll be good. Yeah.
No more talking, nigga.
I'm gonna get this feed on too at the same time.
Look, all this chatter for hours is really silly, nigga. But no rapping, I swear you gotta be backwards. No matter how many flowers you try to give a nigga, it's like they only want them on top of the castle. Damn. Pay the price for acting ladylike. We rarely see black M&Ms. Kinda shady, right? You sent the shot, so I flash back like it's 80s night. Playing bigger, put you in the box. That was Gravy's plight. Thought I was hijacking.
Alright, we're gonna get a little snippet of that. But shout outs to Mickey, man. Mickey, 6 minutes of just straight fucking flames. Like, real casually, too. Real laid back and all that. Like,
He checked them boxes.
Yeah, he did.
He checked them boxes. I don't know how I feel about it, because it's like, How dare somebody talk to my wife like that? How dare you? How dare you? It's still Detroit versus everybody, so I don't know what Roy's gonna do, but I saw some people were saying that they're trying to bring Eminem into this whole fiasco.
Can anybody leave Eminem alone? Like,
Eminem just be wanting to chill, y'all. Oh, God. Eminem just be wanting to be around his children, okay, and live his best life. And make music when he want to. He probably gonna tell Royce, you got this. Like, you better man up and get at him. Like, what? You got it. I'm listening though. I'll listen to your response. Like, damn. Everybody from Detroit always runs to Eminem, but that's funny. Eminem 48, let him retire. Eminem, Jeremiah, that comment will not be read on this show, and there is no Eminem slander allowed on Let's Talk Battle Rap Podcast.
There you have it.
You ain't stating a damn thing besides some hate. Besides some hate, sir. All
right.
You know what, Jeremiah? You just, you know.
Chat's triggering you?
I'm getting triggered. Ooh. I'm a woo-saw on you. I'm a woo on you. Okay? M don't really line up. Broy's gonna get Bizarre. Bizarre's been in a few people's asses. Pause for the man.
You all right?
He's been in like a few people, he's been on some diss tracks and he's held his own. He said some shit. Damn, can't talk around y'all, bro. All right. Is our guest here?
We're waiting on our guest, but while we wait for our guest, let's it is Tuesday. We get a little toxic on this Tuesday morning.
It's already toxic.
Yeah, it started.
Y'all disrespecting my peoples. Y'all laughing at my peoples getting flamed on a diss track. Okay, like, y'all just being disrespectful. Y'all don't like Next. It's like, I just don't know. Words, CC, N-words, B25 plus talking about pause. Thank you, Monroe. I got one person in my corner.
All right, well, she will be pulling up on us in a few minutes. In the meantime, let's pull up some of these toxic tweets here. Shout out to Gaddis. Cause Gaddis was just
oh damn.
Gaddis was in her own world yesterday. She was absolutely in her own world. By the way, she deleted the tweets. I don't respect that. Keep them tweets up.
Oh, Gaddis, you can't do that.
That's not a part of the game. You can't delete them.
Unless she got a job that said, what is this?
All right, let's have some fun time and read all this. Start from here. What type of weird bitches are you? The type of restraining orders persuaded gangbangers. You just get gangbanged, sweetheart. It's a difference. Itch get effed into a gang and didn't even defend it on stage with out-of-towners. You are weak and my itch will beat your ass. The same cornball that went to Caffeine Security because RX was on my guest list in LA. You were very scary, doggy. Stop the internet cap. We don't believe you. You need more people. And then last but not least, I'm the nicest female in battle rap, and y'all want to poke at me. Why? Folgers, keep my name out your mouth before I put the machine on you like Keurig.
She did not call her Folgers.
What is wrong with Gaddis?
Gaddis, this is... Well, are y'all ready to entertain Gaddis versus Coffee and forget about Coffee versus Hustle? Because I'm already off that train. I don't think that's going to happen.
Coffee also responded. I don't have those pulled up here, but I do. I think I could read them out loud. Where are we at here? By the way, guys, you can't be deleting tweets, bro. You gotta own up to it.
Stand that's on
it.
That 10 toes you down.
You gotta own up to it because guess what? Screenshots live forever.
That's what I'm saying. It's like even if you have to delete it for work purposes, that's why I be trying to tell these mofos. I'm gonna say what I gotta say when I catch.
All right, here goes. Here's some of Coffee's responses. Coffee says, if I fight her girlfriend, Does she fight Coffee's man?
He's a big guy. I don't know. Yeah, I just want that smoke. He kind of big.
Oh, my goodness, man.
He kind of big, bro. I seen him charge towards Miss Miami's direction. You know, he kind of big. He got a big back.
I was speaking of Miss Miami, she kind of got into the middle of it too, like hyping up Gaddis and all that. I'm like, Miss Miami, like, what are you doing, bro?
Miss Miami, be quiet because your ass was crying and begging and pleading and
we caught you on 4K screaming. Like, we caught you on 4K screaming. Like, you can't, it doesn't work that way.
No. Miss Miami, respectfully, and she's pulled up on the show, I think it was Thursday. Respectfully, Miss Miami, you can't do that. You can't do that. That's not right.
Yeah.
That's just principles. You can't do that. Now, if things was different and Coffee's man ran up and you, like, that's different. But you can't be known for where Stamp at and gassing one of Coffee's ops at the moment. You can't do that, Miss Miami.
All right, let's bring in our guest of the hour and all that and all that.
Oh, she does, Tracy.
All right. All right, all right. Salutations, good sir. Good morning. Let me know if you can hear me.
Yo.
Yes. He got the double sunroof. He got a hall glass roof. Look at you.
Hi, what's going on?
Got a nice car.
Come get your mother effing trophies.
Get that back. Let's get that back right there. Come get your trophies, man. How y'all doing, man?
Hey, man.
I couldn't hear you on that last one. I couldn't hear you.
Say it again, Cece. Couldn't hear you.
I said, oh, you was flexing with the, you know, double sunroof, and then you opened it up. I was like, oh, he flexing.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, man. But, yeah.
Hey, listen, y'all going, we're doing y'all good, but I'm sure not as good as you. It must feel very relieving to have made it to the second round of Ultimate Madness 4. Yeah. Congratulations on your victory this past Saturday.
I appreciate it. Definitely. Yeah.
You know, we did get a chance to meet before I was aware of your catalog back in L.A. And once I finally got hip to you and like, got a chance to study and run through all the film of you, I was just kind of blown away by the style that you have. And I'm really curious, along the path, right, because you corrected us, you only had 10 battles. Uh-huh. Was there conversations between, like, your peers, people that manage you, battle rappers that, like, you spar with, like, shit, you gotta tone it down a little bit, people are not gonna understand you, but you said, no, I want to be myself. Like, where you found the balance?
I kind of believed in my style. I got some advice a lot earlier in my career that told me to just add personality and just let go. And when I did that, what happened was I ended up getting you know, very clear fans. I didn't get it in the middle, in between. Either you love my style or you just didn't like it. In either way, it was no real warming up to it. And when I got that, I got a lot more supporters. The haters were clear, but the supporters were even more clear as well. I didn't really get a lot of in between. So another thing that I realized was the unorthodox style, that lane is wide open.
Yeah,
we see already, you know, shout out to Bill Collector. Already they're saying She Habits versus Bill Collector.
They're calling you Bill Jr.
I don't like it. I don't like it, but I understand.
I don't like it either, but I get what people are trying to do.
But it's when things are unorthodox, you know, people try to find a lane for you because they can't find a lane, you know. So with that being said, you know, let's look at the other unorthodox people. We got Jack Boy Maine. We got Briz Rothstein. You know, we just got we got certain people that we got certain people that that have that lane that's just wide open. And let's just understand, how did we feel when we first heard these MCs? You know, it was a lot to deal with. It was a lot to overcome, things and so forth like that. But after a while, when you got used to their style, it was like, man, you know what? I can appreciate the different stuff. So that's what I'm just on. So I'm also just trying to bring something new to the game. Also, I haven't battled since November. So, like, the first round, you can tell it's an adrenaline it's a little bit of ring rust on me as well. It's you know, it's a lot that goes into this. Second round, you can tell I shook everything off because my energy and everything was just more compacted. It's more compact instead of, you know, a lot of things where I was, people might say I was everywhere, but that's just my style. I noticed in the ring for opponents, fuck the viewers. If my opponent is scared of me, of what I'm doing, the movement that I'm doing, it's about me beating my opponent. So if my opponent's saying this, I just can't catch this motherfucker. While everybody's saying, you just need to slow down. But my opponent is sitting up there like, every time I leave a battle, my opponent is saying, it's just so different standing in front of that. When you're looking at it, it's different. But when you're standing in front of it, it's a completely different type of feeling. So I'm going to keep being me. It got me here. It got me here, and I'm going to keep being me. So, you know, that's what I'm on.
Man, your second round, tell your nosy neighbors, go inside for a spin with the stick. Close your blind.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Lord, the chat blew up on that one.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, I came up with that bar first night. When I got my names, they gave me murder. I immediately said, let me go back in the hotel and lock in. And you know how the hotel windows are. They big as shit, you know. So when you're practicing, you can see motherfuckers. As I'm grabbing the blinds, I'm like, close your blind. I'm like, let me close the blinds. I was like, holy shit. You know, when I get into a mode, everything becomes a bar. Everything becomes a bar. Like when I get into a mode, it's just ridiculous. So I ended up writing up everything. But when I came up with that bar, I said, oh yeah, this one of the ones right here. This one of the ones. But yeah, my I'm so humbled, man. This shit is love, man. This shit is love for real.
One thing about your style that I think is really, really fascinating is that because still it's so new and different for a lot of people that are listening, they kind of don't know where to react. And because of that, they're just like lasered in and focused on you, and they're just like following you. They don't know where it starts, they don't know where it ends. And I think it's so great because like they have so much attention to everything that you're doing, but you're layered too. So when you go back to watch it, you're like, oh my god, like this didn't get reaction, but they didn't know how to react to it.
Literally for the camera. My performance is for in the building, but my bars are for the camera. So it's like a lot of times my shit is I'll be trying to have my shit as layered as possible, you know, as much as I can. But my thing is for the playback. My thing is for the playback because it's like, all right, let me just zone into what this motherfucker is saying. And then when you start really zoning in, it's like, hold on. He was really saying some shit. You know, I realized another thing with my style is the playback. It's like we've seen people, you know, perform to the max, but on a playback, it's like, it just felt better in the building because you was entertained in the building. But as far as on a playback, the words and the lyrics might be a little diluted. You know, it might be a little watered down. You know, it's like, it just felt so much better in the building because it was entertainment. You know, it was a show, but now that the show's over and now you listen to the soundtrack, what you got, you know, type of thing. So that's why I'm on. I try to be the complete package. I say this all the time, within promo, within marketing, within lyrics, performance, style, unorthodox. I'm trying to be the complete package. My next real mission is to try to rebuttal, you know, type of thing like that. Like my next real mission is to try to, I've seen artists like Geechee Gotti, you know, who did not have that attribute, who said, I'm gonna get that attribute. And now, he can add a bar or two right there in your face, you know, type of thing like that. So, you know, it's just about me trying to be perfecting my craft.
That's what's up. So now you're moving forward to the second round. And just talk a little bit about how you're going to get yourself ready in just 2 weeks. And we, you know, just history shows with Austin Manners. Yeah, first round, overall, most people are strong with their performances, but it starts getting watered down further and further you go. Do you have any concern for that?
I actually, the thing about it is, we've seen a couple of rappers that their material get watered down. Of course, it comes with it. I say this shit all the time. You know, your lyrics are like food in the refrigerator. Keep cooking. You don't get a chance to go to the grocery store that shit, it's like, man, I ain't got nothing to cook up, you know? So as much as I keep piling on and piling on material, I think in this tournament, universal raps are very important, things that you can say almost to anybody. So if you pack the refrigerator with universal raps, now you can sprinkle name flips on top of it type of thing. And now you stretch your whole fucking meal because you had a couple of universal raps that can go against anybody, sprinkle in some name flips that make it more personal, and then now, boom, you got a round. So with me, I've been trying to pack the refrigerator. I've been trying to do that this whole time. So hopefully I can keep this up. But as of right now, I'm like, it's different when you're in it. I'm like, ooh, you can't back and enjoy what just happened this weekend. You can't. It's like, it's really mama mentality. Like, next basket.
Yes.
But it still just worth 2 points. You know, so it's like, let's get back on defense. Let's go ahead and do it again. So my concern of doing this in 2 weeks, if I had to put it on 1 through 10, my concern level is literally half of that. It's probably 5. It's probably 5. Because I'm going to get this shit done.
Okay.
Yeah, I love everything that I'm hearing.
Is that Mariah Carey's closet? Whose closet is that? Like, what picture is that? what picture is that?
It's my bag closet. That's why I have all my bags.
Yeah.
the maturity from you and the awareness of the game is almost just as stunning as your performance and your skill set, because it's like having that level of IQ, not just as a battle rapper but as a brand and an artist, that's what takes you the long way. Like, your promo is crazy, your Photoshop game is crazy, the way you talk, yeah, face offs, like all those little things encompass to lead you to become a fan favorite. The fan vote doesn't exist in this tournament, so like that doesn't play a factor into things. One thing I also think about is, I'm sure opponents look at you and say, what do I say to this motherfucker? Like, do I try to punch you to death?
You want to know one thing? It's funny you said that, because my last battle with G-Lo on Survivor Series.
Yeah.
I had 8 opponents since then. 4 backouts. Hmm. I mean, in the 4 true, the only one true one was Jay Kruger. Jay Kruger had some health issues. And, you know, I'm glad he back doing this thing now. He back up. Matter of fact, he got a battle coming up at Gates of the Goddess soon. So shouts out to Jay Kruger. That was the only one that was really, really, like, I felt like I was about to battle. It was like the week of the battle, and he had some health issues. So other than that, I had about 6 backouts, like 6 of them. And 3 of them told me personally, I'm not going to expose their names, but 3 of them told me personally, you were just too much as I was studying. And I'm like, what the fuck? That's wild to me. Like, it's just so wild, man. Y'all got to understand, I had no intentions of being a battle rapper. No intentions. I was literally sitting in the studio with Ace Amin, and I'm sitting in the studio with him. I quit rapping 5 times. I quit rapping. I didn't know engineers and the rapper was like this. I didn't know that, you know. So if you didn't have an engineer, then rapping was a lot harder, you know, type of thing. Beat selection, all that stuff. I was, you know, and then you start thinking like, man, maybe I do need to go do something else. Maybe this is a dream or something like that. So I'm just sitting in the studio with Ace. We took a break from rapping. Like, he finally convinced me to, like, man, come in the fucking studio, man. So like my 3rd time in the studio, Ace is, we took a break and we put on a battle. We just looked at each other. I forgot what battle we was watching. We looked at each other and said, man. Hey, said, man, what you want to do? You want to do this shit? And I said, man, I'll do this shit. He's like, no, you won't. I said, I'll do it. Don't fucking play with me. I'll do this shit. Ace booked the battle next week. And I was like, holy shit. Not this quick. Like, not this quick. Like, wait. He had 1 battle, and that was against, fuck. Ah, man, he gonna kill me, man. He had 1 battle. He had 1 battle, and he kind of took off. His next battle that he had, I had a battle, and I was upstairs. It just so happened that I did good in my battle, got my opponent out of here. They shut down the upstairs, and they opened up the downstairs level. At that point, New Jersey Twerk had came in the building with Ryder. New Jersey Twerk didn't know Ace, but he's such a real motherfucker. After he saw Ace, he made a call for the PGs, and Ace took the fuck off. And I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, it happened that quick. So me seeing it behind the scenes, my IQ level is a lot higher because I've been right there with Ace. Like, I've been, if you look at mostly all his battles, I'm right there. Like, in the background, I'm right there. And just seeing, you know, his trials and tribulations, his mistakes, his rewards, I've learned right then and there. Like, Ace, maybe you shouldn't have did that. Or Ace, that was fucking genius type of thing. So now that it's my turn, apply it. You know, apply it. You know, so that's what I've just been on, man. And I'm glad it's just paying off. I'm glad it's paying off.
It's incredible. Go ahead. See, I know you got some stuff.
I was just gonna ask, was any of those people that you said didn't want no smoke with you in Ultimate Madness for? Oh, somebody about to get smoked.
funny thing is, I'll let y'all weed them out, but. One.
Are they on your side?
Two are gone.
Okay.
Two are gone. So, other than that, yeah, I had some other people.
Praying to his God.
I had some people that y'all haven't even seen in a while. Like they was bringing them back. Like, y'all had not seen them in a while. I'm talking about like UFF type of thing. I had opponents that was in UFF, and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm telling Pete, like, are you sure? Like, are you sure? He's like, I'm trying to tell you, she's going to be the one. The next thing you know, they disappeared. Like, are they alive? Are they okay? Let's make sure they okay first.
They're waiting for you to go. They're like, and then I'll come back outside.
You know, so then I had a battle that was lined up in June, and that opponent backed out too. So I was sitting up there, I was like, look, y'all, we almost in a couple months, we coming up on a year. Like, what's up, man? Like, what's going on, man? I need something to lock in. They was like, man, I've been wanting to tell you. I just wanted you to get some momentum going into it, but you're in Ultimate Madness 4. So, well, why the fuck did you start off with that? I was like, why do you start off with that? So, you know, now that I'm here, man, I'm here to put on. I'm here to put on, definitely. That's why I wanted to make sure I stood out as well. That's why I brought Smack up on the stage. I'm like, man, come the fuck up on the stage. He walked right in the building.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, he walked right in the building. He stood on the line of the cameras, like, what's up? I was like, right at my coin toss. Right when I got, when they told me, how you feeling, she? How I'm feeling is Smack need to come up here. That's how I'm feeling. Type of thing. Crazy thing about it is I haven't won a coin toss in maybe a year and a half, maybe 2 years. And I think I've only won one coin toss out of all 10 of my battles. I've always been like, man, can I just win a coin toss so I can put my back up against the wall? After Smack, we out here. I'm like, why would I give the momentum to Murder? Why would I do that? Let me just kick this shit off. Like, let's go. So, yeah, we here. It's trophies in this motherfucker. We are here.
Is there any of your peers left in the tournament that also you look at like, all right, this guy could be a threat. Like, this guy could be a serious matchup problem for me too.
Anybody that's in front of me can be a threat. This is an any given Saturday type of feeling. Like, I think the most important thing is you rely on your talent as far as your writing ability. Rely on that. It's not enough time to really be like, let me scratch that out. Let me do this. Let me do that. I think being clean is more important than anything. What's the point of having all this great content if you can't get through it? The MC across from you can be mediocre but clean. Then what? You know, type of thing. So it's like, you know, it's more so I'm relying on my talent of my writing already to get me through to the next round. So as far as any type of threats, I'm not even looking at it like, oh, man, I got to watch out for this guy. I got to watch out. I honestly thought Murder, my first round, was my biggest threat because he's down the street from me. He lives. He's 30 minutes away from me. He's home. He knows about things that other rappers might not know about. his conviction. I think he has the best conviction out of everybody, type of thing. I just felt like his conviction as far as his presence, when he talks, he sounds like a fucking monster, you know, type of thing. So I said, if I can get through that, survive that, then the next people on my side, I'm looking like, oh, they don't have that type of presence as much as he does. So I'm just sizing up my opponents, and I'm sitting up there like, all right, I'm ready to go. And mind you, too, you know, we've all sparred and things and so forth like that, you know, day before. And I'm looking at people's first round material, and I'm holding up my material next to their material. And I'm like, she, you're right there. Like, you're right fucking there. If it's not a lot of people passing you with material. It's a lot. I love the Elijah Straits material. I really like some of Nexus material. I think out of all the material, I really liked Elijah Straits. I really like Elijah Straits, like as far as rapping ability and a lot of things he was doing with the neck flips, that was just crazy to me. And I'm like, that was maybe the one person in the whole tournament that I was like, I got to watch out for this motherfucker. Like Swervo told me to check him out. A lot of Crucible dudes, I wasn't really checking out like that because, you know, I was like, ah, Crucible. And he was like, nah, Elijah Straits the truth. I checked him out and I was like, man, this motherfucker here. I'm like, this man, it's certain things that I like. So
I gotta say, I love that like you just describe murders being like real difficult for you and how serious you took them, because like as much as you are for the people and connect with the people, you kind of know what to filter out from what you're listening to, because if you let the fans tell it, you were a high favorite. Everybody thought you were gonna clear murder, you know what I'm saying? But you didn't that get into your head or change your preparation on how you viewed murder, and so you took it extremely serious as if murder was a high threat, like you just said. So I like the fact that you know how to filter out some of the things that's being said out there. And I'm curious, like, there's a chance you can be on Summer Madness this year, which is like a very major accolade. Like, Summer Madness is a Super Bowl battle rap. It's one of the highest. It is the highest level at URL. But do you get too far ahead to think about what Summer Madness looks like, or do you take it one battle at a time?
You just now mentioning Summer Madness is the first time it's came to my head. I'm not thinking about none of that. None of that. My opponent, if I don't get my opponent out of here, there is no Summer Madness. It's always you always got enough time to gloat, to celebrate when it happens, but you got to get there first. So it's like, let's get there type of thing. So I'm not thinking about it. When I tell you, it's not on my mind at all. The only thing that's on my mind is my next round. Studying UM1, UM2, UM3. Rum Nitty said he took every single battle one at a time. He's not saving no material for nobody. He's unleashing everything. He's just going to do it again, type of thing like that. And so that's how I'm looking at stuff. That's how I'm looking at things. That one at a time. When you get there, it's plenty of time.
It makes sense when NBA players be in the playoffs. Like, I'm just thinking one game at a time. Like, I can't think about sweeping the series.
You have to because if you start playing to your opponent, or you start thinking you're comfortable, like, you're up, I got this. Let's look at the Phoenix Suns. We thought that they were going to clear it because they were so up, and then the Bucks came back because they're coming back from hunger. Or we not going down like that. And then when you get that engine started, it's hard to cut that off. When somebody got your number, it's just hard for them to get up off of you. So my thing is like, I'm going to keep on going. I'm a clear as many battle whoever my opponent is in front of me, and then that is going to take me to wherever I need to be. If I don't do it, then I'm that plan B, I don't know where I'm going to be. So it's like, I need to go ahead and do what I got to do, because I see what's in front of me, and the outcome of that can be definitive to me. But I don't know what's going to happen to me if I don't make it. So let's change that. Let's go ahead and make it so we can head to that goal and to that mission. So that's what I'm on. I'm on one battle at a time. Like I said, I studied this shit, man. I'm really a student of the game, even as far as a promo. If y'all remember Ultimate Madness 1, who they show the most out of the promo?
Next and Kid.
You said UM1.
Ultimate Madness 1.
Damn, who did this? They showed a lot of Ace.
Y'all wrong.
They showed a lot of Jay.
Don't say Ruben. Was it Ruben though?
Wrong.
Wow,
it was is Lou Castro. He was doing a, he was taking off his jacket.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay, okay. Yes, it did.
They showed him so much, like so much. So even in this promo, I'm like, what am I going to do? Okay, when they doing a slow-mo, let's get some trophies thrown at me. Let's get people familiar with, you're about to see Sheet is on some other shit. I grabbed a whole bunch of pills, you know, in my promo. Like, I took a whole bunch of pills and shit just to let you know that, yo, something that right up here. So when you hear me, it's like, oh, no, this motherfucker's crazy. Like, this motherfucker's crazy. So it's one thing I'm glad about is now that I got the eyes and the ears, the next round, you're more in tune to say, okay, I know what's about to go on. I know what type of ears I need to put on for this one type of thing. First, it's just like, what's going on? What's his style? Wait, huh? I don't know what's going on. But now that you know, it's like, boom, let's zone in. So I'm glad that I got people familiar with my style, even in round one, who wasn't familiar at all. But now they're more inclined, and they're going to be more tuned in to round two if I come out there and I go wild, you know, type of thing. So I'm just looking forward to everything.
A message from the chat. I would love to hear this. Ask Sheed what's his favorite anime.
Right now, Attack on Titan. It's not even close. It's not even close. Attack on Titan, My Hero, Academia.
My brother loves that. Yeah.
What's another one that I just... Hey, man, you got... Come on, man. You going... I'm sorry. This motherfucker's driving like an idiot. What else? I said Attack on Titan.
The chat got some fire emojis for AOT, so there you go.
Yeah, Attack on Titan is literally one of the best written animes that's out there right now.
Where can you watch that?
You can watch season one maybe on Netflix or Hulu. And when you do, in my second round, pardon me if I lose slight service because I'm going in the garage, but I say the shit powerful, it can pterodactyl. I said, but Twerk had a bar like that he got criticized for. I said, don't nobody want to see me bite a dactyl. I'm Eren Jaeger. Eren Jaeger is in Attack on Titans. When he bites into his hand, he turns into this beast. So I told Jay Black, like, that's an anime reference. People don't.
That went over my head. Yep.
It's an anime reference. I knew it wasn't going to hit, but one thing I learned about this shit is, if you like it, say it. It's things that I had in my round that I did not like, that people like, and I'm like, nah, I don't like it, so I'm not saying it. As long as I like it, I'm saying it. I can give a fuck less. Like, I can give a fuck less. It's more so of getting people on my page. So,
look, I tell battle rappers all the time, I don't watch anime like that. Mm-hmm. Like Dragon Ball Z. But I don't
even
like that. So if y'all got anime bars and they go over my head, just bear with me.
It does.
Just bear with me. Just explain it. Like,
Somebody's gonna catch it.
Definitely. And it's like I'm more so as a fan, I've always been a nigga like, they didn't even know that. They didn't even catch that. So now that I'm the rapper now is my, I feel like it's my duty to give like a little goose egg for the certain things. Like in round one, I said,
a goose egg.
It's the art of war. It'll fuck up your disc too. I ain't showing no thug love. That's literally a Bone Thugs and Harmony.
I caught that one. That was crazy.
Disc two, thug love, track number two type of thing. And people are kind of catching on. And I like when people, cause I'm always been the type of fan that will reach out to the artist and say, I caught that. Cause I know they appreciate certain things like that. I even recently did the shit to Av and Fonz and their 2-on-2. They said he touched the book. All it takes is one touch and he know the book like Meteor Man. Mm. If you don't know Meteor Man, that's from way back. Meteor Man, he actually touched the book and he can turn into whatever he just read. And they was appreciative of that. And I just always feel like as a battle rapper, give people little goose eggs, you know, type of thing like that. If it don't hit, it don't hit. But it's where you place it in your bars that you'll be able to continue. So I'm here, man. I'm just
so excited.
Yes,
you are.
Yeah, here you've arrived. Definitely a round of applause for what you've done this past weekend. Looking very much forward to your second round in Ultimate Man and Sheed. I do want to say that this is just for me. This is a match that I when I saw you battle G-Lo, I was like, I need this battle in my life one day in the future. You mentioned all the unorthodox names, but you left one out. Oh, Solo versus Sheed is a battle that I didn't know I needed in my life, and I have to have it injected in my veins. Like,
Shout out to Oh Solo. One nigga, bring two niggas, and three niggas, bring four. Hey man. That guy right there is something completely. And that's what I'm saying though. When you're unorthodox, you get thrown into this lane of these greats type of thing. It's kind of like a cut line. You just skip this line of all these MCs because you're so different. So I'd rather be going through the cut line and getting these different opponents, these different matches. People told me they wanted to see me against Dot. So shout out to Kales, KML, my home league. She set that up. I got Dot the fuck out of here. When y'all see it, I got Dot the hell out of here. Now I'm just hearing all these different, She versus Bill, She versus Osolo, and I'm already kind of skipping my class as far as opponents. I would love to battle all of my class. I want to battle damn near everybody. There's nobody that I really kind of don't want to see type of thing. I'm one of those type of, I'm just a competitor, you know? So I'm ready for everything, but Osolo, that sounds good. I'll get him the fuck out of here too. I want to get everybody out of here.
Yo, man, you're talking well, man, and I know you can back it up. So, Sheed, man, I will let you go ahead about the rest of your day, brother. Best of luck, because the tournament starts now. You're in gauntlet mode. Mm-hmm. Best of luck for the second round.
One thing is, man, after this round, man, I need y'all to check back in with me, man. This ain't it with us, man. You know what I'm saying? After this round right here, y'all will be seeing me again. I'm keeping my confidence up to keep the pressure on me. So I'm saying y'all will see me again. Y'all will see me in this light again.
You're a friend of the show, man. Spin the block. Regardless.
I know that, we good. Now that I know that, we good. But definitely, man, I appreciate y'all, man. I'm going to check in with me.
You're ready.
All right, y'all be safe.
You too.
That guy's different, man. He talks it well, backs it up. Original, not afraid to be himself.
Look, he got new fans. He may not have been able to see the chat, but I was peeking down and looking. And look, Sheed has arrived. He is here. And yeah, man, I'm wishing him to go as far as he can. I want to see everybody get something out of this tournament. I said it for Ultimate Madness. 1, 2, 3, that was a superstar. That was the all-star game, you know. But for this fourth one, I want to see all these guys get the most out of this experience.
The Summer Madness thing was interesting. Like, he hadn't even thought about getting the Summer Madness. He just focused on...
But he's focusing on the obstacles ahead.
And the fact that he thought that Murder was, like, could have been dangerous for him when nobody I knew at least picked Murder to win. Like, that lets me know that he knows how to block out the noise. You know what I'm saying? He sees it, but knows how to block it out.
Being quiet while y'all was trying to say that.
What'd you say?
Somebody said Murder was fire besides the stumbles.
Be nice. Be nice. Let them have their opinion. Be nice.
Bum Nitty said it. Okay, well, you know.
He has some moments in there.
We don't always agree as a family, but that don't mean we ain't a family. I'm gonna let you have what.
Oh, bro. All right, man. Sign me out, man. Cause you're losing your marbles. CeCe, you back on tomorrow.
Tata, I saw that comment too. You said I like his locks.
She said she likes the gray. She likes the gray on the hair. That's what she said.
Gray patch on their head. I think I forget what the the thing about it. It's like a saying about people that have a gray patch on their head. It's a good thing. It's like either wisdom or I think it's like you've been here before. You've been here before. It's not saying they're old up there, guys. I cannot Thank you.
You set yourself up for failure. You didn't know the expression, so you left it up for the people.
I'll be back tomorrow, y'all, for my solo. We're probably gonna talk about the messiness of Gaddis and coffee if it keeps going on, and who else. Talk about these men's a little bit too, and all the other stuff. We don't have battles this weekend, do we?
We got King of the Dot battles on Sunday. We got Dre Dennis battling Math Hoffa.
Reggie, I will try to. Thank you, folks. We will try our hardest to. Yes, Bum Nitty is excited for KOTD news. So Reggie, you might just have.
Listen, I got. I'm just gonna put it out there. You can talk about it tomorrow. I'm gonna just put it out there. I can't wait to see Dre Dennis beat Math Hoffa. That's just me.
You think he's gonna beat Math Hoffa?
I know he's gonna beat Math Hoffa.
Have you heard his rounds?
I haven't, but I'm just very confident in my pick.
I'm gonna actually go with Math Hoffa. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with Math Hoffa. Y'all know I ain't no hated ass bitch.
Look, I know for entertainment. I know for entertainment purposes we have to disagree to like create the like debate and you know what I'm saying, but you don't gotta do that right now. It's okay. You can come over to the winning side right now. It's okay.
Everybody's like, you high right now? No, I just feel like I feel like he will win because this is judged, right?
This is judged.
I'm going with Math Hoffa.
Bro, I can completely see a world where Dre Dennis is barring his life out. The judges give it to Dre, and then Math on Twitter the next day with a meltdown talking about people don't know how to judge battles.
Who are the judges?
We don't know yet.
Okay, because they always switching. Okay, so, okay. Once they drop the names of the judges, I'm telling y'all. If what's rumored out there is what it is, I'm going with Math Hoffa. I just think that
Tell your best friend that you're picking Math Hoffa in this battle. And let me know how that goes.
Oh, Nina, yeah, she's probably going to put me on silent treatment. I'm just saying strategically, he probably will win in that setting.
All right, man, let's get out of here. We're over time, man. LTBR daily.
He's still willing to judge battle. He knows how to judge battles. That's what I'm saying. He knows what to do.
LTBR Daily on a Tuesday, signing out. We'll be back tomorrow for CC Solo Show. He did. I didn't say anything. I didn't rebuttal your point. That means you got it. I didn't rebuttal. You got it. It was a good point.
The chat want to keep arguing with my point. Okay, I'm done. Bye, y'all.
The chat going to be looking for your ass on Monday. Just know it. All right, y'all.
Bye.